Laman. Who has an egg that was, that Rashi says the pachi means came out of the mother's stomach? Who has an egg that was born? That's what he wanted. So Yoivule, the balabos that sold it to him, gave him an egg. Yoivule beya the shchuta. He gave him an egg that came out of, after the shchita, it didn't come out of the mother by itself, but they shechted the hen, and inside they found an egg. He sold him such an egg. Now also the kaimid the Rebbe, the Rabbami, they came in front of Rabbami. Omalu, Rabbami said, you should know, mekach toysu, this is a mekach tois. For hoda, you have to return the goods, return the egg and get your money back. So Mara says, treat, of course it's a mekach tois, that's not what you ask for. You ask for an egg that was born, and you give him an egg that was not born. So Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush here. Mal, the time I would have thought, hi liachilo kaboilu. This person really only wanted the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fahai de koma de pachio, how come he said he wanted an egg that was born? If you only want to eat the egg, what's the difference if the egg was born or the egg was found in the mother's stomach? Mishum de trivin, because an egg that's born is finished, is much better. It tastes better, it's a finished egg. But really, you only want to eat it. So if that would have been the svar that you only want to eat it, I'll tell you then it's not called a mekach tois. Because even though I gave you a bad egg, but this bad egg that was came out of the mother, that was found in the mother's stomach is also edible. So l'mayin nafkamina, what should be the difference then? L'meis v'lei b'nei b'nei. You should have to pay him back the difference of price. Well, let's say you charged him 20 cents for the egg, because he asked for a good egg, and you gave him a bad egg that was came out of the mother, that came there, that was found in the mother's stomach. Maybe it's only worth 15 cents. So this extra nickel, you have to pay him back. That's all. Kamash b'lon, that's the chiddush. We don't say that svara. And we say that somebody that comes and asks for an egg, if he says he wants an egg that was born, the reason is because he wants to take this egg home and let it hatch and get a chicken from it. And therefore, if you sold him an egg that can't hatch, you sold him an egg that was found in the mother's stomach, such an egg cannot hatch. Therefore, it's called a mekach tois. And the halacha is that it's chayzer, you have to return the goods and get your money back. So the more another story, Hahudi Omaluhu Beya de Dichro Laman. Somebody came into the city and he said he wants to buy an egg that was fertile from a male. In other words, a female and a male, that's how they had this egg. Beya de Dichro Laman. Who has an egg that came from a zocher? In other words, the female, the mother, became fertile from a zocher. So this case was Yoivale Beya de Safna, Meyarya. The person gave him an egg that came from a hen that was not fertile from a zohar, but was rather fertile from the heat of the ground. If you rub it on the ground, you make the tanagurlish, you make the hen warm, that could also make it fertile to have eggs. And we'll soon see, such an egg cannot hatch. So Gemara says, Osla kaim med Rabbami, they came in front of Rabbami, Omalu, he told back, mekach toisu v'hoder, it's a wrong sale, and you have a right to ask for your money back and give back the egg. Because you wanted an egg that was fertile from a zocher, from a male. And they gave you an egg that became fertile from the heat of the ground. So he says it's a mekach tois. And Mara says, treat, of course it's a mekach tois. That's not what you asked for. You wanted an egg that could be hatched, and they didn't give you an egg that could be hatched. So Gemara says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought, hi, liachi lo kaboilu. Really, this person only wants the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fai, the koma, the vichra. So why did the person, Makbet, why did he care so much that the egg was fertile from a zohar? Mishum de sheminan tvei, because such an egg is fatter, it's a better egg. L'mayin afkamina, so what's the difference then? Really, you only want the egg to eat. So you asked for a better egg, and he gave you not such a good egg. So then I would have thought an afkamina is, l'meis v'lei, b'nei b'nei, you have to pay him back the difference of price and money, that's all. But really, you got what you asked for. You got an egg that you could eat. Even though it's not so good as the other one, that's not called a mekach tois. A mekach tois has to be that I gave you something you did not ask for. But just if it's worth a little bit less or not, that's not called a mekach tois. Kamashbon, the chiddush is no, that when a person says he wants an egg that came from a zocher because he meant to raise the egg until it hatches and he wanted a chicken, and you gave him an egg that can't hatch, that's a mekach tois, that's not what he wanted. But Zvaita, before you say another teretz, I'll tell you, Mayim Yitzios Enigmura. What did the Bryce, original Bryce, mean to say that when the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's when the egg is called finished? It meant to say, imitsayasa ruba nigmura. As soon as the majority of the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's called a complete egg. It's called like it's born. What's the chiddush? Ukeder Rabbi Yechanan. Like Rabbi Yechanan said, the Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said like this, beitza sheyotza ruba merav yomtif. If you have an egg that came out of the mother's stomach, the majority of it came out erav yomtif. Rave came out Erev Yom Tov. But what happened was, V'chozra, But the egg then went back into the mother's stomach. And now it came out on Yontif. The loch is muteris loch lebiyontif. You're allowed to eat such an egg on Yontif. That's not called noild on Yontif. It's considered noild on Erev Yontif. Because when rove of the egg came out, that's called nigmara. That it went back and came out tomorrow, that's not called a new leida. That's the chiddush of the braisa. When rove comes out, it's called a good leida. V'ikad yama, someone said just the opposite. Mayim mitziyosa nigmara. What does the first braisa mean to say that when it came out of the mother's stomach, it is finished? I'll tell you, it meant to say im yitzias kula nigmara. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called finished. So the diik im yitziyosa kula in. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called the egg is finished. Avol ruba, but if only a majority of the egg comes out, loy, it's not called neilad yet. Ula afuke mid Rabbi Yechon, and it's just the opposite din of Rabbi Yechon according to this pshat, that even if roiv of the egg came out on erev yomtiv, and then it went back into mother's stomach, when it comes out now on yomtiv, it's also titas egg, because now it's the first time it has a shem lady, it's called buah now on yomtiv. Mor says gufa. We learned before on top that harshoich edes atanagirlus. If somebody shech the tanagirlus in hen, or motzo bo beitzim gemuras, and you find complete eggs, mutaros liochlo mcholov. You're allowed to eat such an egg with milk. Such an egg is still called parva. Since it's complete, even though it's in the mother's stomach, still you're allowed to eat such an egg with milk. Rabbi Yaakov says like this, im hoyum uras begidim. If these eggs were still attached with veins, it was still attached to the chicken inside with veins, asuris, it's cold like meat, and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So Mara says, man tan lohoda ton rabbonim. Who's the tan of this braisa? We learned like this, if somebody eats from a dead chicken, in other words, an oiftor, like a chicken, but minavela, it wasn't a geshochten, it didn't make a shchita, it died. That's called a nevela. Now the halacha of a nevela oiftor is like this. If you touch the nevela, it's not metamiyu. The maga b'mas, it's not metamiyu. It's only metamiyu, a chiddush, if you eat it. If you eat the kazayis of this nevela, then we say it's metamiyu and the begodim you're wearing. So here it says, if somebody eats from this dead chicken, min hashlil shobetim, if you eat from this bunch, the cluster of eggs in the mother's stomach, or else min hatsomas, you eat from the bones, or min agidim, eat from the veins of the chicken, or else you have a pulka that you pulled off the chicken when the chicken was alive. The locher is tor. That's not called a nevela. It's not called boser. It's not metana. In other words, the locher, if you eat from a nevela, oif tor, has to be eat from the meat of the chicken. But if you don't eat from the meat, just from the bones and from the veins, that's not called meat, you tor. And here the Brisa says, if you eat the eggs that's attached to the mother's stomach, you're also tor. So the chura, it's a rye, it's not called boser, it's not like Rabbi Yaakov. Vaita, mina eshko, let's shabetzim. Let's say eat, not just on the eggs itself, but even the place that's attached to the backbone, in other words, mamash part of the chicken. Mina kurkivin, eat from this part of the intestines, or b'nei mayin, the rest of the intestines. Or yishihimcha asachele v'gomo, you take the fat of the chicken and you melt it down and swallow it. The locher is tummy. These are called part of the boser of the chicken, and that's called boser from the oif of nevela, and therefore you metame if you eat it. So where it says man tana, who's the tana that says min ashlul shabetzim? When you have these bunch of eggs that's still attached to the mother's stomach, we say tor. It's not called boser. It's called a parva. It's not called meat. That's why you eat your tor. Is Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says to like Rav Yaakov, this does not come out like Rav Yaakov. Kudik Rav Yaakov, because if it goes according to Rav Yaakov, Ho'amar, he said, Im hoya muras begidim, if the eggs were still attached with veins, like this, shalil, shalal shobetzim, is asuras, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So you see, it's called basar. So if it was called basar, why is the loch, if you eat it, you are tor, since you're eating it from a dead chicken, you should be tameh. So this brisa does not go like Rav Yaakov. Omar layabai, Abaya said back, no. Mimai, what's your raya? Dilma, maybe Adkan lekom Rav Yaakov, maybe Rav Yaakov only said Hosom el linyan isura. Negir to the yisa basar v'cholav like Rashi learns the Rabbanan were machm here. Since it looks like basar, even though really it's not basar, the Rabbanan said don't eat this with milk because it looks like eating basar v'cholav. Avol linyan tuma b'shein came with the raisa. If you eat this part of the egg from a dead chicken, loy avad even Rav Yaakov is moed. It's not called basar. And therefore, it's not metamiyu. Maybe you could tell me, true midirais, it's not called boser. It's not metamiyu, but midirabonin, just like you're saying by boser v'cholov it's oser. It looks like boser v'cholov. Why didn't Rabbanin say also mishum tuma? It also looks like a part of the meat of the dead chicken that it should be metamiyu. So Gemara answer, the klal is afushe tumhu. You want to add to make more tuma in the world. The afushe tuma midirabonin lemafshinin. And midirabonin, we never add more tuma than we have to. Like Rashi says, because we're afraid mishum hefse tyrus. We don't want the tyrus, the truma semaisris, to become tuma if it doesn't have to be of the kachim. Therefore, the Rabbanim never add tuma where they don't have to. So therefore, since midiraisa, these eggs are not called basar, therefore it's not metama you if you eat it from a dead chicken, the Rabbanim did not make it like basar. Mashenkin, not to eat it with milk, that the Rabbanim said, don't eat it with milk, because it looks like basar. Vika the army, someone said like this, man tana, who's the tana of the seifa of this braisa? That it says, mine eshkol shebeitzim, that the havimineh is this cluster of eggs, does not mean, like we said before, the backbone, the part of the chicken itself. It just means the egg that's attached with the veins. So the braisa says that tomei, if you eat these eggs, it's called a chelik of the nevela, it's called part of the meat, and you are tomei. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, the chur safe for the braisa, goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The yoma that it says, imho yimuras begidim, if you have the eggs that are still attached with the veins to the chicken, is asuras, you're not allowed to eat these eggs with milk. Because these eggs are considered like basar. So the chur is good. Why, if you eat it now, it's metamiyu, because it's called like ate from the basar of the nevela. Oh, malay abai, abai said back, no, mimai, what's the raya, the eshko, mahanech? The talya, beshko, what's the raya, the braisa means these eggs that are just hanging and attached with the veins? Do me eshko gufa. Maybe it means if you eat a part of the chicken itself, like the part of the shedra, the backbone. If you eat part of the shedra, that's what's metamiyu. Vichitayim, if you'll ask me the question, Eshko gufa myla memri, if the braisa means you ate from the backbone itself, part of the chicken itself, that you ate from a dead chicken. It's metamiyu. You can ask the question, myla memri, what's the chiddush? Pshita? Of course, it's mamish basar. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Midi deyavi akurka v'nu b'nei mayim. The same way the braisa has to say, if you eat from the intestines of the chicken or from the stomach, also it's metamiyu. Why? Diaf agav the basar ninu, truly it's like a basar. If I would have thought, there are some people don't eat this part of the meat, it's part of the chicken, I would think it's not called basar, it's rechlashminim. Therefore the braisa has to say, even though people don't eat it, but the maisa it's called basar, so if you do eat it from the dead chicken, it's metamiyu, it's metamiyu. Hochinami, the same thing I'll tell you here by this eshkol. Since some people don't eat the backbone of the chicken, it's rechlashminim. That's why the braisa has to say, even if he's from the chicken itself, you should know it's metamiyu. It's called basar. The chur pshitu, it's called basar. The Torah says, no, since a lot of people don't eat it, I would have thought it's not real basar. It's not metamiyu. Kamash v'lon yet, it's still called basar. It's metamiyu. Yotana Rabbanim. We learned to the braisa like this. Kol shetashmishu b'yoyim. Any type of animals that have the tashmish, the male and female live together by daytime, we'll soon see it means like a hen and a chicken. Is another b'yoyim. They give birth, the egg comes out at daytime. Kol shetashmishu b'layla, anything that has tashmish tomorrow soon say means the bat at nighttime, is another b'layla. It also gives birth only at nighttime. Kol shetashmishu b'yoyim 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 b'layla, like a person, he could have tashmish either by day or by night, by tamachachem or dark room, he could have it by daytime, is another b'yoyim 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 b'layla. Then the wife could give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Kol shetashmishu b'yoyim, any type of a thing that only has tashmish by daytime, nolad b'yom gives birth by daytime, zutana gerlis. That means a hen. A hen and its rooster, chicken, only has tashmish at daytime. And therefore the egg only comes out at daytime. We'll soon see what's the nafkamina. Now, kol shetashmishu b'layla, nolad b'layla, anything that has the male and female together at nighttime, zu atlaf, that's the bat. A bat only has tashmish at nighttime, therefore it only gives birth at nighttime. Of a kol shetashmishu b'yim 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 b'layla, anything like and the Mar says, Adam, that's an Adam. V'chol the domle, anything like a person, that if they have tashmish, the man and wife, by day and by night, then the lachar is that they could give birth either by day or by night. So Amamar, we learned that kol shetashmishu b'yim, anything that only has tashmish at daytime, like a hen, is nolad b'yim. You should know it only gives birth at daytime. The chicken, the egg has to come out at daytime. Zutan agurlis, that's a hen. The more my nafkamina, what's nafkamina about this that a hen only lays an egg at daytime? So the Gemara says the big nafkamina about an egg that you found on Yom Tov. Likha the Rav Mori, Bray the Rav Kana. The Yomarav Mori Brady Rav Kana. Bodak Bekone Shatanagurlam. Somebody checked out a nest, the nest of the hen. He looked in the Erev Yomtiv. He looked in Erev Yomtiv to see if he'll find any eggs there. Vuloi Motso Babetzi. He didn't find any egg there. He checked out the nest, Erev Yomtiv, and he did not find any egg there. Ulamacher, he came tomorrow on Yomtiv. Hishkim, he got up very early in the morning, the first thing in the morning. Umotso Babetzi, and he found an egg there in the nest. The Locher is Muteris. From the last halach, it's mutter. It's not called an egg that was born last night by nighttime on Yom Tov, because an egg is not born at nighttime. It's only born by daytime. So therefore, we say for sure it was born yesterday, Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Aloy Bodek, he checked out the nest Erev Yom Tov. He saw, I didn't see an egg there. So how could you tell me the egg was there? So one teretz says, Eimod Loy Bodek Yofa Yofa. Maybe did not check it out so good. And the Gemara says, Afilo Bodek Yofa, even if you want to tell me yes, he checked it out very good. Emo, I would say, Yotze Saruba, maybe Rov of it came out on Friday, Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Yom Tov. The husband went back into the mother's stomach, heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan says, since Rov came out yesterday, it's called like it was born yesterday, and now if it comes out, even at now, it could come out even at night time. So this egg, Taka, came out last night on Yom Tov, but it's not called an egg that was born on Yom Tov, it was called an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov. Three more Eni, it's not like this. So that's the Chiddush, in other words. Now, since eggs are not born on nighttime, only by daytime, for sure this egg was not born last night on Yom Tov. And since you checked it out the first thing in the morning, for sure it was an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Eini, it's not like this. For Yom Rav Yosef, Ben Shaul, Om Rav, Bodak, Bekona, Shatana, Gerlis. Somebody went to check out the nest of a hen, Meir of Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov. Vuloi Motza, Babetzin, he did not find an egg there. Ulamachar, and tomorrow on Yom Tov. Hishkim, he got up early the first thing in the morning. Umotza Babetzin, and he found an egg there as Asura. The locher is the egg is Asura. Well, what do we say? We say the egg what came out last night. So you see, you do see eggs are born at night time on Yom Tov. So Merit says, no. Hosam Atayev Adesafna Maria. There we're talking about there was no Zocher, there was no male around. You know how the hen became fertile? From the heat of the ground. So that could be done either by day or by night. In such a case, the egg could be born even at night time also. Fred Yomorvi, Hockey, that's the case. Rav Mori Nami, how could Rav Mori say the egg is mutter? Because for sure it wasn't born last night. True, it wasn't born last night if it had tashmash with the zocher. But maybe the hen only became fertile from the ground. And the Gemara, then Ihaki, the Rav Mori Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna. And the Gemara, Bedika Zocher, Bahador. We're talking about there's a zocher, there's a male around. And the klalas, whenever there's a, what do I care if there's a male around? Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna, but it's a suffix. Maybe this hen became fertile from the ground, the heat of the ground, not from the zocher. So my answer is no. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Gemiri, we learned that kol hecha deika zocher, whenever there's a male around, you should know the locher is loy safna maria. In such a case, this chicken, the hen does not become fertile from the ground. She bedafka waits for a zocher. So in such a case, where there's a zocher around, that was the first halacha. Then if you checked an Erev Yontif, you didn't find it there, even now you find it in the first early in the morning Yontif, we don't say it was born last night on Yontif, but for sure it was born on Erev Yontif. In a case where there's a Zohar around. Now the Gemara says, the Yad Kama, how far away is the Zohar to say that the hen waits for him and the Aftashmish together? Amarav Gamdo, Mishmei, the Rav, Kolhecha, any case, to Shoma Kolubi Mama. As far as ways you can still hear the voice, when the hen could hear the rooster make noise.